Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Yesterday, I had a conversation on the phone, a brief conversation with Ronen Klugman. He's the organizer of Plate Rage, and I invited him to come onto the show. I said to him, you know my view. It's very, very open. I think it's a poor idea. I worry. I don't think that we are ready for it as a country, but I would like to hear your thoughts on it. Ronen, thank you for taking the time to speak to us and for giving us maybe a bit of a different perspective. How did you come to the decision to go ahead with Plate Rage?
Morning. Thanks for having me on the show. And hi to the listener. It's been a very difficult decision to try work towards, should we trade this year or not trade? And I think just firstly, I just want to let you know that we have the intention to trade. We don't have permissions yet to trade. The country is obviously still heavily locked down, and many events are not even looked at in terms of the permissions that the licenses that they normally get. So the way we looked at whether we should trade or not was around the high vaccine rollout that is supposed to be happening by the end of December. And we also started looking at what was currently going on with regards to trends globally, with quite a few European countries, Scandinavian countries, states starting to unlock events with various solutions that they've put in place in order to try and create these safe spaces and kind of get our lives back to normal. I think, you know, you mentioned what happened last year in the Belito Rage. I think we are very far down the line with regards to what we know as a country now compared to what we knew then. Of course, we weren't involved in the event, and it was completely gut-wrenching when, you know, a lot of the attendees contracted COVID. I don't think it was done in terms of the organizers in a reckless way. It was just that the information that that they probably had and that the country had was just not ready for this aggressive spread from the variant that we spoke about, the beta variant. What we're looking at doing this year, which is probably different to what has happened at any other event, is we're looking at doing mass testing in order to at least understand what's going on from a COVID perspective. So our plan to try and execute something that is acceptable and safe in these current times is to get anyone who's purchased a ticket to arrive with a negative PCR test. And why we decided on that route was so that they know their status before they leave their house, so they aren't traveling with COVID, they aren't arriving with COVID. From there on, we would require them to do a test every single day, which would be a rapid antigen test, and that would then give them access into the event space. And again, we would know the status of the person coming into the space, and we can control that there's only people that are entering with a negative COVID test. In addition, there is the other side of the coin, which is the suppliers and the staff that would be working with many of the consumers in the environments, and they will also be required to get tested. Anyone that's tested in Kennebec Bay is at our cost, and we've negotiated prices with the testing company to allow us to at least test en masse provide it at an affordable rate for us. We would also then create a bubble around the rages in other ecosystems, whether it's the lifeguards or the taxi drivers, or it's the big hospitality suppliers, to allow them to get tested. And the idea is to have armbands on all these suppliers on the day that they're tested, which will represent a different color code, and it will say, I'm safe. So we kind of create a bubble for the ragers, and then we around who they are meeting, and then also that a lot of people understand in the other ecosystem that they are also tested. I think the most important thing, which I suppose your article that you put out yesterday forced our hand, so to speak, in terms of the timing on it, has been we've been waiting for 18-year-olds to be allowed to get vaccinated, and we are 100% pro-vaccine. We believe it's the only thing that's going to allow our country to get back to normal. It's the only thing that will get our lives back, especially, you know, guys like myself who are in the entertainment industry. We're in the happiness business. We've had so much trauma over the last year and a half, and all we want is to restore our dignity and our pride and do the thing that we love the most earn a living. So we were probably the first festival in the country to say, all right, if you don't have a vaccine, you won't be allowed to attend the festival this year.
All right. So Ronan, if I can just go back to just discuss some of the things that you that you're saying. So first of all, I wrote the article based on your Facebook page. So you had put it out there. It's in the public domain, which is you made the announcement that rage registration is open. So if I forced your hand, it's only because you made that announcement. I'm certainly not apologetic for that, because that's what I do. I give a view. And, of course, which people can agree with or not. And that's why you're on the show today, and they can decide what view to go with. My concern about some of the things, and I think a lot of what you're saying is really laudable in terms of the PCR tests and the vaccinations and all of these measures that make absolute sense. The concern that I have is that you can only control what you can control. When you have a festival like this happening, and I know that happened in KwaZulu-Natal, because I know a lot of people, that the kids that I know went down to Umhlanga, weren't even part of the Rage Festival. They were there because the other friends were there, and they were there because this was happening. And no matter what the Rage organizers did, and I don't think it was very much last year, and I'm not, and just for clarity, you're not the same organization. So we need to be very, very clear on that. But that said, nobody can control 18-year-old testosterone-fueled, alcohol-fueled kids who have been sitting and writing matric for the last year. They get to a summer holiday, and of course we would love that for them, that they can have the time of their lives. The problem is it's at the cost of other people's lives, potentially, because you can't control what doesn't happen in your own environment. So you can be very, very careful that you adhere to the numbers, PCR tests, which of course is questionable as to the accuracy, but I grant that it gives some measure of protection, that hopefully by then the over 18s will have been vaccinated. What's going to happen with the under 18s? I'm not sure. And there are matriculants who are under 18 as well. But what happens outside of those environments? By creating a festival in a place, surely you need to acknowledge that there is a danger in terms of what's going on outside of the venues that you can control.
Absolutely. And I'm glad that you mentioned that. So we definitely have a plan around that. And what we've looked at doing is creating Friends of the Festival. And normally our Friends of the Festival are businesses that we work with to kind of push retail trade to them, whether it's clothing stores or bars or restaurants. So what we decided this year was to look at the venues that were most frequented by the ragers that would come to the town, and those would be the Friends of the Festival. We would go and test all the staff in those venues at our cost. In addition to that, we realized that there are a lot of people that have holiday houses there and that will come down for the festival. So the idea is to test all those people at cost price from the supplier's point of view. So it's a sort of marginal amount of between 50 and 80 rand a test to allow those people to also get tested, so we create this ecosystem. So of course we can't control what happens outside of our environment, but we are able to put down some solid plans that allows for normal life to come back. I can assure you that if I don't come to Plet or Belito It's not as if they're going to sit at home and say, great, I've just finished my matric. I'm going to now make some tea and watch the cricket.
Right, but the question is, if you want to be the one to be organizing this, I mean, surely this must sit heavily on you. It went wrong last year. We have history. We can look back on it last year. And again, it wasn't you, and it wasn't your organization, but it went so badly wrong. It was written up in journals. The second wave is attributed to this. So is the beta variant.
I'm not an epidemiologist and I'm not a professor on this, and whether it's attributed to this or not, they say it started in the Eastern Cape. That's not really for me to debate with you.
How would you feel if this event became that again and caused a lockdown that the Rage Festival of last year caused?
I mean, it's a hypothetical question because I just cannot see in any shape, way or form that if every person there is vaccinated that's attending the event, they arrive with a negative test. They test it every single day until they leave. And the friends that arrive there are also tested, plus everyone in the ecosystem working with them, this would be a super spreader event. If that's the case, then I don't see a future for entertainment or hospitality or any kind of normal life for any of us. Because when is it going to be normal? When are we allowed to go out?
You're talking about one extreme to the other. Slowly, I think we will get back to that. The problem is that your demographic is 18-year-old kids. I know that after two whiskeys, my mask comes off if I'm sitting with friends. And I'm 53-year-old and I've got an adult brain. Potentially, my testosterone levels are a hell of a lot lower than an 18-year-old's. But I know what happens to me after two whiskeys. What do we reasonably expect from these kids? I can't see how this, with all your best intentions, I don't think you want to cause a terrible cataclysmic event, but with all your best intentions, do you seriously think that, can you stand up and say, yes, this is going to be safe? Yes, you can say these are the measures and we hope it's going to be and we'll do what we can. But can you say to parents, don't worry, it's going to be safe?
I'm confident that with the plans that we put in place, and again, you know, these are just the plans that we are putting down in terms of this is how we want to trade. If we are allowed to trade and we get permission to trade, that we will be governed by legislation. So it won't be us trading in an isolated incident. It will be the country will slowly start getting unlocked. Mm. And to look at a microscope of this and look and say, oh, there's 2,000 matriculants that are celebrating in Plett. Is this going to be safe? There's a million matriculants that finish in South Africa. I promise you this will be the safest place for those matriculants to be celebrating their freedom compared to the absolute majority of the others will be in an uncontrolled environment, which will none of them will know their status. Mm-hmm. So my view is from our perspective that this is the best way possible for an unlocking to start happening. Mm-hmm. It's the only event in South Africa that says you must be vaccinated. And if not, then when and how? It was very easy for us to go into a lockdown and much, much harder for us to come out of a lockdown.
Of course.
But what is reasonable and what's not reasonable? And at the end of the day,
for each parent to decide in their world what is reasonable or not.
Absolutely. Mm. I think, you know, you're a greater risk to today if you go sit in a restaurant and take your mask off than if you'll walk into a space that we would be providing where everyone knows their status. Mm. So is it reasonable for you to go sit, at a restaurant next to a complete stranger and not knowing if they're negative or positive or if they're vaccinated? Or is it reasonable for an 18-year-old to be in an environment where every single person there is tested, is negative, and vaccinated?
Yaya wants to know.
Eventually, something's got to give, and we've got to go forward. Again, I'm not an epidemiologist. I'm on March 2020, I was a guy who was involved in an entertainment business focusing on the happiness business.
Unfortunately, we are all forced to make these decisions. We have no choice. We didn't ask for this. It was just given away. Can I just get to some questions? One of our listeners says, please can you ask your guest, if he's so sure that this event will be safe, will he be willing to take responsibility if it goes wrong? Well, I'm not really sure what it means in terms of responsibility, but I'm interested in your answer.
Yeah, I mean, I don't even know what goes wrong. Does it mean one person potentially caught COVID when they were leaving? 100 people caught COVID. What does it mean taking responsibility?
How many people is worth it to you? I guess
it's not even about that. We are governed by the laws of this country. In terms of regulation and how you get your events permit, if we are allowed to host a gathering, and again, what we're trying to do is have 500 people in a particular space, not 1,000, 4,000, or 3,000. It's completely limited because we realise that there's no ways we're able to kind of execute what we've done in the past. It's not even an option for this year. If we're allowed to do that, we're not the only ones that are going to be doing that. There'll be multiple events that will take place. And it's quite strange because once this pandemic started, you had all these people in the entertainment industry and the events industry that were shunned. And they were like these forgotten people. They would say, go fend for yourself. If you've got some savings, you can feed your family and put a roof over your head. If you don't, sorry, just make a plan. We're sitting like a year and a half later, you've got like good, hardworking, honest people that are being told you can potentially trade, figure it out and try and make a plan. If not, you're still on your own.
Ian says, Mr. Klugman is quoted in the Times article as saying, it's our responsibility to make sure that people are safe. This does not seem dissimilar to what parents were assured last year. Nothing gives me comfort in his assurances. Why put people at risk by trying to reassure them of something that you know that you have little control over? The Delta variant has demonstrated this, and who knows what mutation will be around come December. Mr. Klugman needs to think very carefully and very hard about his own financial survival and the wider repercussions of last year's disastrous event, which many of us are still feeling today. And I think that seems to be the overwhelming feeling is this simply about financial interest that is putting our kids and potentially the country at risk? What is your response to that? Because in essence, in many ways, that's the elephant in the room.
No, absolutely. I mean, it's a very good question that you raise. We're not going to get a license to host an event if there is a remote chance that this is putting the country at risk. We know so much more about the virus and what best practices are currently taking place around the world in unlocking events. So we don't live on an island. We're all connected. There are things that are happening with regards to entertainment and events taking place. It's real. I mean, events are happening around the world. So where do we get our information from, and how do we eventually move forward in allowing normal life to take place? And what point is it allowed? We would never do an event if we didn't have the permissions. The permissions are based on what's allowed in the country.
Yeah. No, so nobody's suggesting that there would be anything illegal anyway.
So it's not about that. And you talk about financial gain, it's all about profit, I think, is something that you mentioned in your article. I can assure you that it's most certainly not about that. If it was that, then we wouldn't put plans in to test everyone at our costs to our bottom line. We wouldn't put a statement out, being the first in South Africa to say you must be vaccinated to attend our event. I can assure you the fallout on that has been absolutely huge, because for some reason today there are still anti-vaxxers. People believe that they should not be vaccinated and will be allowed to operate in a public environment. So for us, it's about survival. It's about, if you talk about the monetary point of it, it's about me trying to lift my my staff's salaries up again, and get them to earn properly and to reemploy.
Right. The only question is if it's a short term versus a long term. And what we saw last year was short term. I just want to read you some of the comments. Mark says, economically, he has a point from a health perspective. He should not do it. Michael from Gallimana says, I absolutely support him. He's trying very hard to be safe. His comparison to restaurants is perfect. Unassigned says, horrible idea. Very difficult to control. It will be another super spreader event at a time where we're expecting a third wave. Yaya says epidemiologists are already predicting the third wave. Unsigned says, do you realize litigation and implications that you're exposing yourself to? Your naivety and arrogance speaks volume of why I would not send my kids to rage. It goes on. Unsigned, how will you enforce people wearing masks in bars and clubs? We've already discussed that. That's unfortunately not possible.